Men, i ven i min, hoe is ik kom laat die zorgen? En kom laat die zorgen, zo staan maar schaft laat die zorgen. So then, it's also about noe, mit eras die kreves. Akum, mit eras die kreves, aber die zorgen. So he has the kashe, but, so, legabi die kreves, aber die zorgen, so the Gemara says, that maize koldo, it becomes die kreves, aber die zorgen. In other words, how much does one have to shecht in order the shchide should be shchide kshira on the behemo? Two simon. But legabi the kreves av lizore, if someone will cut la lizore, just one simon, it's also is the kreves av. Because with the maise koldeu, it also becomes the kreves av lizore. So memele, the kashi of the bach is, why does the Rashba say? Rashba say, "Bamed lo mamurim she ischla apostle b'dovah she isis nevel kivay she doriva kone avu ischla apostle b'chotzi kone v'gomar akoshak shoshi sheiro." So if the mean were cut half of the kone and then the kosher finished it, so then it's sheiro. But if a mean ikumel avrizore cut half of the kone, so that means that he was sheichet a ma'ase koldu. In my second, lavrizore, so it should be asurabat. So the Bach did not find any terrors. So then the Taz says, "We done it. Shum kushy baze." The Iposek Rambam perikas mechazamis zore. Who can be a day simin kufnem hey? The afil b'sheich lavriz chovim leinescha lebsheich etzimin echo. V'hayne my second who shom afir kashich. So in other words, when the Gemara says that as far as the Kreves Avrizor is concerned, so even in Maise Koldu, Asazet, constantly affects a deal of the Kreves Avrizor, so the Gemara means, even though he didn't check to Simoni by Behema, just one Simen, but if it is a Mashu of Ikone, where he doesn't even do Maise Treife, Maise Nevele, so then it's not even considered Maise Koldu. Then it's nothing. Now suppose someone will cut the skin of the Beis HaShechite, La Vizore, will it become Tikreves HaVizore? It will not become Tikreves HaVizore. Because that's not even Maise Koldu, that's nothing. When is it considered Tikreves HaVizore if it is something that has a Halashem Shechite? When is it considered to be Maise Koldu if it has a Halashem Shechite? But it's not enough. How much must one shecht in order to be matter b'achile to simoni? So if someone will shecht l'avilizore one simen, it has a Halashem Shechite. So it's considered Maise Koldu, even though he didn't shecht both simoni. But if he cuts half of the kone, so it's not even Maise, Maise Treve, Maise Nevele, because Chotzi Kone Pogum is kosher. So then it's not even Maise Koldu, he doesn't have a Halashem Shechite. It's like cutting the skin of the Beis HaShechite. This is what the Taz says. V'ayne Maise Koldu d'shom ufer kashichi. V'afilu by the boy l'meim ha'rosam y'afilu midiule. D'afil Maise Koldu ha'isei ha'ayne al-koponim b'midi she'isei nevelo. V'chein מוכח מדי ותרס הבא איסו אורוך שכוסף די אלפונים דרבונים מאולה כי איך הדאו לאיסה בסימן אחד או חנם האיסה ממאיסי קולדו שערי סימן אחד מבאים הוא קולדו עד כאן לשני הרי שבוליד מייס מייסי קולדו הוא לסימן אחד והיא אמרת אפילו במידה שנאיסי נבילה אין די מכלל לסימן אחד אלא פושו די כאו רביסה דלתי מדף כשחיתי גמור הבינו דו בסימן אחד גם כן לאו מייסי שחיתי גמור היא בבאימו because we need two simonim in order to be matia. Elohi katolu beise maise shchita afu b'choldu al kolchoch lo ishte simonechot kulei o mikzose avu mide shene ise nevela afu b'choldu ule mikre velo yal chinom no katravu neshon shochad bo. So if someone will cut a mashu of the veishet, so a mashu of the veishet is ise maise treife maise nevela, so then it is a maise koldu mashenke. If he shechts a mashu of the kone, so it's not even maise, maise nevele, maise treve, so it's not even koldu, it's like cutting lavrizore, the skin, the yabis ashchit. Kenir said, "Amri sheis nevele alvulom mikrovle alchinu nokat ravune shom shochad bo di mashu neshaya b'shchite b'inon." Kenir alibo. Alright. Now the shach. What is that? What he said?
Why
doesn't he give the Teretz? He could have given the Teretz. But but he gives a better teretz, because usually when someone uses the term min, it also includes a min of the kumar lamizah. Then, I mean, I mentioned that when he learned chum, I think. So I'll mention it again. The prichodosh is the one who says that this aloche, that shchitas min is asur banoye, is limited only to the min of kumar lamizah. But it doesn't apply to the min who is an atheist, or a min who is a mumal achis, even though he's also a min. So this is what the prichodosh says. But the Miri, the Rav Amiri in Heres, I think, he says, or maybe in Chum also, so he says that even the mean of Mumarich on Rilis Lahachis, according to Mandoma, that he is a mean, so it's also Asur Banoi. Now the question is, why should it be Asur Banoi? Bishleimi, if he's the type of a mean who is Kumalav Nizore, so is Machshoves. Are dedicated to Avli Zore, so when he was sheikhed the behime, so we presume that he had in mind to sheikh the Avli Zore. But let's say he means an atheist, he doesn't believe in Avli Zore. So why should it be also banoye? So according to the Mir, it's a special takonin. It's a special takonin that everyone who has a shem min, so shchitos is asura banoye. It has a mid rabbonon, it has a din of the Trebes Avli Zore. Even though the Bimtzias, he wasn't makir with Avizor, he doesn't believe in Avizor. So that's only, but Ishchono doesn't mention that chite, and it seems, I mean, that we are not chishish for that chite of the Mir. Alright, the Shach. Afilu koto, shchita zevi chovim, nevela afilu koto. The Yesh Leima, dey machshav to Avizor chovim, vafil yidei lamin yodov, vumumche, vichai gavne bikoto Yisroel kosher, but bevi chovim haven edo. So we have two gersoyes in Rambam. Of course, according to all the other Rishayim who say that a nakum is nismayit from zavachto, then it doesn't make any difference whether it's an evil chovim or gateishom. A goy is possible, is not, is nismayit from zavachto. Either because he's not a bar zviche, because he's not mitzvah al shchite, or as the Prechodosh says, because vizavachto implies the Torah directs itself to the Jews, so it means the Zavachto, thou, who is the Vahoe Israel, can shech, not the Goy, whatever the reason is. So according to the Rambam Shite, that the Nakum is Nismayit from Zavachto, so it goes without saying that even a Gertenshov is possible to rise. The question arises according to the Rambam, that the Nakum is Nismayit because of the call of Chaltam Zifrei, and that Pasuk deals with the Avizore, so the Vizofru Leheir. So it applies to Eved Avizore. So maybe only Shchita of an Eved Chovim Mazolis, who is an Eved Avizore, Shchitos is Asur, but the Gerteshov is not Asur, Midrais. So the two Gersoyes in Rambam, and it's a Machlekes, the Taz, and the Shach. The Taz accepted the Gersay that Gedda Godel Gotel Midova or Shafilu, Nochish in Eved Avizore, and the Shach accepts the Gersay, we Gedda Godel Gotel Midova or Shafilu Kusi. Shchitose is asur. Kusi sheni v'avizor shchitose asur. But then, if we accept the girse, the get a godel godel midovor shafil, kusi sheni v'avizor shchitose asur, then we'll have to say that the Rambam Yelech HaZoko was chizei of famishite in the Pirsha Mishneh Nidin. Because the Rambam, in Yelech HaZoko, Pirsha Mishneh Nidin says that the Chachomim were mafkia kedushas Yisrael, from a kusi, so midraise the kedushas Yisrael is poka. So it has to be explained on the basis of the Zeras HaKosum, of Bani Shem Bogdo Kibonim Zorum Yilodo. So according to the Rambam Pirsha Mishnei Nide, that the Chachomim were mafkia kedushas Yisrael gamre, how can the Rambam say, because the Godel Kotel Midovo, shafel kusi shenei v'avizore? No, over there, because the Kedushas Yisrael is poka. So then we have to say that the Rambam Yelech HaZoko, according to that girse, there's the girse that the Shach accepts, that get a kusi, get a godel gotel midovo, shafil kusi shenei v'avizore, shchitos yasuro, we'll have to say that the Rambam was chizah from Yishite in Pirsha Mishneh Nide. And the Rambam Yelech HaZoko holds that that the Kedushas Yisrael of the Kusi were not Poka, but it's a special takonet that they should have it the psul of an akum. So this is what the Rambam says. We get a kotel kotel midovo shafil kusi shenir avizore shchitos yasu. Right. Which the sefter does it mean? That the sefter I mentioned before. I mean the previous year. The sefter, the perikalev of Chum. First perik of the sefte, chum. The first memra in the sefte, the first brayse in the sefte. Hakel k'sheri lishchein, afil kusi, afil yisroel orel, vafil yisroel sheimerdosel avizichovi. Now, you could ask. I mean, just since I am. Reading the Roshan of the Sefte, so I want to mention it. How is it that when Ravonon said in the Gemara that the Mumela of the Zoresh Ketosi Iksheiro, so the Gemara said to you to the Ravonon, why didn't the Gemara mention the price of this Sefte? He says, so, Hakel Ksheir, on the contrary, Shehakel Ksheir in Lishrit, Afil Kusi, Afil Yisroel Oro, Vafil Yisroel Shehimia, Vafil. So the Gemara could have mentioned the price of the Tisefte. I mean, which seems to collaborate Ravon and Shite. The Lashon of the Tisefte is Hakel Ksherim Lishchet Afil Kusi Afil Yisrael Oro Vafil Yisrael Sheim Yedosil Avir Eschovim. Now, it seems, I don't know why the Gro doesn't say anything here, because this Tisefte does not have the Agro is Agro, but maybe the Gro is Magia, I don't know. Here it does not have the Agro is Agro. But it seems that this Braise is the Braise that the Gemara cited in Chum. Leime Misayare, Hakel Sheikhti. Because the Gemara said Lema Misaile, the Mandoma, who says that Yehovah's memory, Yisroel Mumarechon Lil Zetov and Bedik Sakim and Esenle. So the Gemara said, Avdalet on the base, Lema Misaile, Hakel Shochti Vafilikusi Vafilo Oreil, Vafilo Yisroel Mumar. Vafilo Yisroel Mumar. So the Gemara says, אם מסיפה, אבל ישראל מומה, היי מומה יחדומה. אם מומה לדבר אחר, היי מומה לאורס. אלו לאב מומה לסדובו, הוא חידרובה. לא אילה אילה מולך מומה לסדובו, לא אילה מייטיים לדוב, מייטיים הקים לדוש בי כתיר דומה. אלו מומה לאב ולסכחובה. הוא חידרבון. די אומר רבון או אונו משמו. So the Gemara applied it in order to refute the Raya for Roves Memre. So the Gemara applied it to Mumel Avizor. But, of course, Ravonon himself will apply it that way. But since we say to you, now the Gemara says that feyom medalev, leim misayalev, hakel shochtim vafilukusi vafiloro vafisrael mumeh, hayu or lechadomi, ilay mishemisok machnula yisrael malyu, elupshitim mumel oles, eime seife, vafilisrael mumeh rechadomi, imumel devarechot ani mumel oles, el lav mumel avris chovim, uchid ravonon, loy, leila meimeloch mumel avris chovim loy, doma maach mumel avris chovim, shikol takiva bokim lechot rekule, el mumel isidom. So that's probably the same vice. So I suppose that the core, I don't have the core here, that the core is probably Mishana de Girsa here. Vafil Hakel Cheim Mishrit Afil Kusi Afil Yisroel Orel Vafil Yisroel Mumer, not Yisroel Cheim Ados Lavris Chovim. Because then it would be Price and Mephoreshes like Havon. So the correct Girsa is Vafil Yisroel Mumer. Then, the Tisefta continues. Shrit Asevet Chovim Arizu Psulom. ושחית הסקי פריז פסולון, שנאמר וזבחתו ואכלתו, לוי שזובח אהבת כחובים, ולוי שזובח הקייף, ולוי שנזבחו מילאו. So, this is the deception that the Shach has reference to. נראה לפי הזדהיתי, לשחיתו שנביא למדרייסה לכל העולמי, וכדיסה בדיספטה בהדיה. Which deception does he mean? He means this deception. But where does the deception say here? What does the Sefte say here that Tiv Megateshov? The answer is because here the Tisefte learns it out from the Posig Mizovachto. Zovachto, so in other words, whatever the Pshat Mizovachto is, whether the Pshat Mizovachto is, as the Prechodosh says, that it means the Torah directs itself to the Jew, thou shalt slaughter. So that means, so Memele. So every goy is nismaid, or as the Ri says, vizovachto implies he has to be bar zviche, and the nakum is not a bar zviche because he's not mitzvah al zviche. So your teshuv is not mitzvah al zviche either. So this is what he says. Dishe uchedise b'sefte behedi uchedimash v'nam midvratei tzvez v'rosh. Now what will the Rambam do? Now let's say according to the Taz. So what will the Rambam? The Rambam shita is that only an Ayibit Kechovim so Shchitos is Asur Midraise. But in Gateshov so it's only Asur Midrabonon. But here it mentions the posik of Izavachto. So we said last time that according to the Rambam, as far as this Rosh of Izavachto is concerned, it's only an Asmachte. Because according to the Rambam, so Midraise and Akum, the Shchitos Akum is only Mismayit from the posik in Kol of Achalta Mizifre. So that means an akum shchite midraise is a meise shchite. But it's asur. And the whole raya the Rambam is that it's not mitami tumes nevele midraise, only midrabonon. But midrabonon is mitami tumes nevele. Why is it mitami tumes nevele midrabonon? Because midrabonon it's not even meise shchite. Because of that asmachta of izavachta. But midraise, the vizavachta does not apply to an akum. We are only mimayit shchitas kei for nizbech ha-meileo, not shchitas akum. All right. וכי למה שמונה מדברת איזה לראש, לכמה מסופקות סיפקות מתזיין, וכי מוכנם להדים מדבר הרם פרידאו, ולשחית המצווס עם הכסים משנה וזו לשני, וכחוב משה שוחס שלא סנבלה, וזו יקרח לוס מהתירו, שאין לקור לו אוכלתו מזיפחי, מאחר שהזיר אותי או שמייך או מזיפחי, אתו לא מת שזיפחי עושה, וגדו גודל גודל בדובו, שאף מקוסי שנביא לכחוב משלו סנבלה, עד כאן לשני, משמע להדים דף כשחדס קוסי, שנביא לכחוב עם הודעה ודרבנו. So that was the Shach, quotes the Loshna Rambam in one Girse, and the Taz quotes the Loshna Rambam according to another Girse. Mashal Daf Yisrael Eskusi Shinei Bichovim Udav Drabonon Kisi Bekam Lechum Shachomim Gozla Akusim Kapitul Shinei Bichovim Bishim Shpav Achas Moslem Gusieino Shinei Bichovim Sheivdi Meiso Avol Shchita Zim Bichovim Aflinim Bichovim Osa Medraisi Ubesios Elikas Mishne Kozul Aram Sima Dim Bichovim Mamesh Shinei Bichovim Shlosin Asurim Drabonon Viachov Nimshecho Habach Vilachan Chamudeis Ubehemes Kosu Kim Lefisiv Rambam Shinei Zim Bivinitze Vuhud Vudkanus Chazu בכל פי, אבל בספרי או הכחתי וכמה יכוחס, שנוסחו מועטסי, שנוסחו מותעסי, והנוסחה האמיתית היא הנוסחה הנזכרת, וכן נמצא בנוסחו עם ספר הרמב"ם הישן, גם ניר לפני זדהיתי מן הש"ס, גם מכם ולכולכם להיצא את המומר, ואפילו ישראל מומר לכל התרא כולה. חוץ מהחובים משבש, כל שני ככובים שנעיד על כחובים. So what does it mean what kind of raya is it from Ovisatume? Because there the Rambam says it's no raya really. There the Rambam says that the shchita of Nivit Kichovin, the shchita of Nivit Kichovin, even of Nivit Avizore, so it's only mitami tumes nevele. It's only mitami tumes nevele mitrabam. Does anyone have a Rambam of Ovisatume? No. Now, Perigveis Mechotz of Atumes, Haloch Yud, Shchida Sakum Nivele, Umitamo Bimasu, Vafu Yisroel Ibn Al-Gabo, Vafu Yishochat Bisakhi Yofe, Shchite Koro, Echod Akum, Vechod Akusi, O Yogratesho, Shchitos Nivele. So the Roshna Rambam is, Shchida Sakum Nivele, Umitamo Bimasu, Vafu Yisroel Ibn Al-Gabo, Vimshochat Bisakhi Yofe, Shchite Koro, Echod Akum, Vechod Akusi, O Yogratesho, Shchitos Nivele. So he says it's mashma because he says echod akum, echod akusi, oygirteishov. So shchitoson is nevele. So in other words, he is killed and bechodemacht. He equates akum kusi girteishov. So just as akum is shchitoson nevele midraise, so here it's also midraise. But that's no raya because he says. Vikorev beinai, the Rambam concludes, Shavze midivrei seifrim, Shari tumas avodizore, Vitumas tikrev, so midivrei. So the Shach will explain, what does it mean? Shavze midivrei seifrim, it means that the tume is midivrei seifrim. And the tume midivrei seifrim, that applies to everybody, to Gerteshov, and even David Kichovin. Because it's not mitami to mesnevele, even if he's an evil kichovim mazoles. But he's midayik from the Roshi. Since the Rambam said at first, echod akum, echod akutsi, gateish dos nevele, that they all have the same din. They all have the same din. So that means that vis-a-vis Yisra Achille, they all have the same din that is nevele midraise, and vis-a-vis tumes nevele, they all have the same din that is mitami tumes nevele midrabon. Masheinkin, if we are going to say that the nevichov mazole so shchitose is asura midraise b'achile, and only the tume is midrabon. Masheinkin gerteishov, so even the achile is only midrabon. So how could the Rambam equate akum and gerteishov? How could the Rambam equate akum and gerteishov? But then the question arises, the Rambam mentions Kusi here too. Vimshocha misakim yofe shun dekoro, echod ha'akum v'echod ha'kusi v'geteisha shudos nevele. So why does he equate Kusi? Kusi certainly is only midrabon. So you'll say that he equates Kusi because of the aloche of and it's in accordance with the Rambam Shita in Pirusha Mishne in Nide that the Chachomim were mafkir and the Dushas Yisroel Ligamre. So the male it's also Shchitos Nevele Midraise. So then the question of Ayis, how will you be able to explain the question of Rambam of Gedah Godel Gotro Midavah? Because according to the Shach, to the right Girsa in the Rambam is Gedah Godel Gotro Midavah Shach Vekusi Shineiv Elav Nizoreh. So Shchitose Yasuro. So in other words, so then the Rambam, obviously at Chazoko, is Chazer from Shite in Pirusha Mishneh Nide. Because if he would agree with the Shite in Nide, that the Kedushas Yisroel is Poka, so why does he say, because the God will be Dovor in Shchite, Shafil Kusi Shenehim Lavizore, Shchitose Yasuro. In other words, the Kedushas Yisroel is Poka. It's not a special takonolika of Shchite. So in other words, in order to explain that Rambam, the way, according to the Girsa, that the Shach accepts, in other words, not Gedah Godel Gozer Midovo Shafil Nochi Shinei Avizore Shchitose Asuro, but Gedah Godel Gozer Midovo Shafil Kusi Shinei Avizore Shchitose Asuro. So we have to say that the Rambam is Chilik on his own Shitim Pirusha Mishneh Nideh. Because if he would agree with the Shita in Pirusha Mishneh Nideh, so This Rambam wouldn't make sense, because then it's not a special takone ligabu shchite. It's Chachomim wa mafkiya dushes Yisroel. So mele shchitos is asur midraise, like the shchita of a goy. So how will the shach? On one hand, the shach says here that it's mashma from the loshno Rambam in. So what does he mean? Because the Rambam says, Echod Akum, Echod Akusi Uegetation. So Shchitoson is Nevele. So that implies that he equates one with the other. So the question is, even according to the Shach, how does the Rambam equate one with the other? Because here the Rambam mentions not only Gateshov together with Akum, he mentions Kusi also together with Akum. So how could Kusi be equated with Akum? Unless we say that the Rambam here agrees with the Shittim Pirsha Mishneh and Nideh that the Kedushas Yisroel is Foka, then it could be equated with the Rambam. But if the Rambam Yud Hazoko agrees with the Shittim Pirsha Mishneh and Nideh that the Chachomim or Mafkiya Kedushas Yisroel, so Mele is a regular goy and Shchitos is Asur Midraise, so how could the Rambam say here in Peridalis Melech Shchit Aloch Yedveis, because the God will go to Midavo, Shafilo Akum Shinei Vilavizo, Shchitos Nevele, it's not a special takone that Shchitas Kusi is asor. It's of course Dushas Yisroel. Mainly the Shchitas is asor. So in other words, so this lotion of the Shach is not midoyik, because from the lotion of Rambam we cannot be midoyik. All right. So v'chei mashma midivah Rambam said perik veis mulchashov zatumet ki pirishom. בדפוס שאם הכסף משנה והכסף משנה שם הולך לפשיטו עושה מכאן ולא הכי נכנס בדרך הקליה שבה תספת לרמב״ם קוצר אותי מדייק ודים עכשיו לקחומים למה לקחומים עין בסימן דל כי גם גרתי שוב היינה שקיבלו לו זין מצווס So what does it mean? ואפילו איני לקחומים כי גרתי שוב So even if he was מקבל זין מצווס בפני שלי שוב בזמן שהיימל נהיג So still שחיתוס is אסור Alright ישראל בידיק הטעם ללשום וגתירה ואוכליסות הוא כך כשבדק סאקין וניסן לי איזמותיה אפילו אחד חולה דחיבן שיש סאקין יופי ביודי ודא ישחית בזה ומסתום ישחית יופי ולא ישם ולא ידריס הוא פוסק בסיוסף דחשבודק הסאקין כדי שחיתה אין צורך לבית כי אחר שחיתה אפילו לחד חילה So that was the Bishyosef mentions 2 days. But he paskens like the Deis of Shainim that when a Yisroel Kosher was bidden the Saki, Kedem Shchitas Akusi, Kedem, I'm sorry, not Kedem Shchitas Akusi, Kedem Shchitas Mumam Lite Oven, so then he does not have to be bidden after the Shchitas. There are 2 days. Now, the Taz says the Kasher, how can there be a day that he does not have to be bidden? When lechatchile we are mechuyev to be beidik, even the case of Yisroel kosher sheshochat, a regular shechet. So how can Yisroel mumelitov be better than a regular shechet? That's the kasha that the Taz says. So what is the teres that the Taz gave? The Taz says that the 2 days have reference to the case where a mumelitov was shechet. And then this mumalitov, this sheichet left. And so of course we can catch him, we can catch him. So in such a case, there is a machlekes. So some say that we don't have to be bedi the sakin because it's considered like the evet. And some say, no, it's not considered like the evet. This is the teretz of the Taz. But the Shach gives a different explanation. The Shach gives the kind of explanation that the Taz was aware of. And because the Taz says, nearly shasakin lifoneinu teike v'achar shchite kulal melipliket itzor b'dike l'odif li'yisroel kosher itzor b'dike achar shchite v'zeh poshut t'bdika smum me'azeh lo'y mikre b'dike In other words, so at that time when he went over the Taz, I said that the Taz had in mind a certain possible pshat in that machlokes rishonim. In other words, there is a pshat that the reason as to why there are 2 days in the rishonim as to whether in the case a mumah litovim was sheichet al tikasakin, whether we have to be beidik lichatchile after the shechita or not. So once is rishonim is we don't have to be beidik lichatchile, and the question arose, how is it possible that we shouldn't be beidik lichatchile, we shouldn't be mechuyev to be beidik lichatchile, when even in the case of a regular sheichet yisrael kosher u'shecht. So it's mentioned shechon aruch that in siman yudches that we have to be beidik lichatchile. So why should a mumah litovim be better? So there is one pshat in those rishonim that here it is better. Why? Because over there, what does it mean that lechatchila we have to be beidik? The sheichet is mechuyev to be beidik. Here there is no doubt that the sheichet, who happens to be mumah litovim, is mechuyev to be beidik. But the shaila is, can we rely on the sheichet that he was beidik after the shechita? Or maybe we can't rely. So that's the machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say, just as over there we say that lechatchila the sheichet, who is Yisrael kosher, he is mechuyev to be beidik, so here too we have to be beidik, not the sheichet. The sheichet is in mumah litovim. And some rishonim say, no, just as over there, so no one is mechuyev to check up on him. The sheichet, he is Yisrael kosher, so mimele, he himself is mechuyev lechatchila to be beidik, but no one else who is a bystander of the shechita of the mumah litovim is mechuyev to be beidik. That's the problem of the mumah litovim, and we are not cheshed him lest he's not going to do it, and because of that we should be beidik. But another rishonim say no, that in case of a mumah litovim we cannot trust the sheichet, because after all he's a mumah litovim, maybe out of laziness he will not be beidik after the shechita. So mele we have to be beidik, the bystanders, those who observe the shechita, so they have to be beidik. So this is the pshat that is given by the shach. Now the Taz didn't see the shach, because the shach and the Taz, the two resolvents of Zikain, were written at the same time. But the Taz understood that someone could explain that shechita of rishonim that way. So this is why he said, "Vizeh poshu debdikas mumah zeh l'mikra b'dikin." We cannot say that the pshat and the rishonim would say that lechatchila they are not mechuyev to be beidik, even though a regular sheichet is mechuyev. So the pshat is because a regular sheichet, so we rely on him. So here too we rely on him. That's impossible. How could any rishon say that we rely on him? So he says, "Vizeh poshu debdikas mumah zeh l'mikra b'dikin." So Memele gave another explanation, but the Shach is the one of those who explains that these are shame that way. So he says, "Uposak b'siyos yudod ekatzakim kedishli nitzoch lepot ki achas shchite afil lechatchile v'yachof nimshachat erezov v'chein posak marshal simen vov v'afil lidivreyem haynetayme d'amrinon shel mistome botkei umotzi yofi אבל ידינו בוודאי שלא יפות כל החשכיתה צורך ליב לקראת תחילה דלו יודיב מישראל כושר לי צורך ליב לקראת תחילה גם לחשכיתה כאילו כמה נצים יתחס. So the Shach is one of those who explains these Rishonim that way. So what do the Rishonim mean? That some Rishonim say we have to be beidik lechat tchile after the shechita of the mumah litovim, and some Rishonim say we don't have. So it's not that this is better, that this is better than the case of a Yisrael kosher being the sheikh. No, that's not. But the Rishonim who say that we don't have to be beidik, so they say that we apply the same din ligabi mumah litovim as we apply ligabi Yisrael kosher. So what's the halacha ligabi Yisrael kosher? The sheikh is mechuyev lechatchila to be beidik, but we don't have to check up on him. So gabi mumah litovim, we don't have to check up on him. But in Yochanan, the mumah litovim, of course, it goes without saying that he is mechuyev. The Taz doesn't like it, that pshat. Because how could we rely on the mumah litovim's shchite when we are cheshed him to do anything that interferes with his convenience? So maybe out of laziness, he will fail to be beidik lechatchile. So maybe we should check up on him, and we should be beidik lechatchile after the shchite, even though we were beidik the sakin before the shchite. So that would be the kasha of the Taz against the Shach. So what's the shita of the Shach? So apparently the Shach holds, just as the Taz himself said in Siv, just as the Taz says in Simon Bey Siftes, at the end, we near the last line in Siftes, we near it. The host of Amrino Shemu Watz may no shochte, and we must in Lachel Shechte, we have a Svexweke, Sophic in Russell Lachel Shre, Vintim Salima Hushochat, Shemu Bodekasak in Yofitrilo, and we had Sophic Machmir Rambam. So, in other words, that means that even by Mumalit Yof, so it's not in Vadai that out of laziness he will fail to inspect the Saki. It's Isofik, but it's not in Vadai. Some Mele the Shach holds that since even vis-a-vis Mumaliti of, it's not in Vadai that out of laziness he will fail to inspect the Saki. It's only Isofik. So over there, as far as the Ptike Kelim Shchit is concerned, so in case no Ptike is made, then it's Nivele, so there it's Isofik, it's Isveke the Raise, so Mele, we have to check up on him and be Beidik the Sakin and give him a Sakin Boduk. Otherwise, we have to be Cheshed, maybe out of laziness, the Mulitov didn't inspect the Sakin. Mashein came in the case where one Ptike was already made. Bias. Now it's a question of the second Ptike. Le'achar Ashchide. That's only Lechatchile, because it's mentioned in Simit Tres. Suppose we opened the Sheikhet was beating the Sakin, Kilim Shchide, and he found that to be good, to be Sakin Yom, without any Pkimes. And then he was Sheikhet. And then the Sakin, then he was called away, and he failed to be beating. To Beidik, so there the Shchit is Kshero, even though no one was Beidik the Saki immediately after the Shchit. So that means, so the Evedik is Kosher, so the Mele the Shach Shchit is, that according to the Rishayim, who say that by Mumalitov, so we have to be Beidik the Saki before Shchit. But la'achas shchite, there is no lechatchile. What do they mean? There is no lechatchile. We are not mechuyev lechatchile to check up on him and inspect the sakin after the shchite. It's enough that we were beating the sakin for him before the shchite. We are not mechuyev to beat the sakin after the shchite. But he himself is certainly mechuyev lechatchile. But then the kash of the taz is of what significance is his bdike? After all, he is not trusted. The answer that the Shach will give, it's not that he is not trusted with Teres Vadai, he is not trusted with Teres Sofik. We are Cheshed him. But it doesn't mean that just because he's a Mumalit Ovn and he likes to satisfy his appetites, that out of laziness he will fail to be Beideik the Sati. That's a possibility. But it is equally likely, if not more likely, that even though he's a Mumalit Ovn, so he's ready to behave here and he's suri teiro in order to satisfy his appetites for bosor. But when it's a question of spending another minute in being misakin the sakin, so even a mumalit oven will not fail to do it. But there is a possibility that out of laziness he'll be reluctant to spend another minute, another 2 minutes, and be misakin the sakin. But it's a sofik. So vis-a-vis the Rabbonon, inasmuch as we are dealing here the case where one particular kid in the shchite was made, and it was determined that the sakin was a sakin yofi before the shchite, but now there is a lechatchile, he is mechuyev to be beidik again. That's only the Rabbonon. So since there is a possibility that the mumalite oven will not fail to be beidik, they can spend a few more minutes in being beidik the sakin, since there is such a possibility, and it's not negayin in the rice anymore. So it's not negayin the rice anymore, so mimele, we rely, so some rishonim say, we rely on ishvi. This is what the shach says. ואפילו לפי דבריהם, היינו תאים לאמרינו שמסתום את בודקי, הוא מוציא יופי, אבל ידינו מבעלה של בודקי להחשכית לצורך לידי, להתחיל ליודף מישראל כושר לצורך לידי, להתחיל גם להחשכית, כל כמה סימן יתחס. אבל רמי רוחם קוסם שמגנים ועסקים כאין חימה של הסרן, ויש לידי לסקן להחשכית, רק דעת רשים. גם כן להתחיל, חשינו שהם בין נפגע, לכל מה ידעף של מבדק בתקינו, וחיים פוסק הבח, אבל בדעבד פשיטי לי כושר. The Afim Luibodak Lahashrite, Rigor Aminem the Sakh Lahashrite, the kosher as long Bdike was made before the Shrit. Before the Shrit. Kilkam Simichez, the Him Dibotkin Shrit, and Mikmila Haskosi. Afilo Yishrit was Natur, Afilo Yehalu Menet Hilo. Atkan, claim a great team of Pishinos Lea Sakh and Boduk, or so Pokum was Shomni Trivi Lachul, Vulihal, and we don't say that. Alaf, Nihilist, Mirche, Loyoba, correct.
Seven days, see Zion. Actually, if they cannot be saved, when we bought a Kisak, so by Mumalit Oven, so we have to be Beidik before the Shrit of the Sakin. And being Loibor at the Sakin, Hilo also Lachim Shatosi, actually, we cannot be saved. The Ozu Nemon Lima Arshe Bisakin Ze Shochat, Loi Hashino and Shemo Bisakin Kumo Shochat. Ulach Hashrit and Izama. So if we are beidik, even though we are not beidik before the shrite, but we are beidik the sakin after the shrite, and that sakin turns out to be good, so then it's all right. And we're not cheshish. Maybe he used another sakin, which was not good, and he didn't show us the right sakin, because that's far-fetched. Shavu sakin gum v'shochat lach Hashrit and Izamli. Izamli zeh. V'davke. So at first the shach says, Vidafke Bishoish Bishtai, Shohoy Knai Lechas Lidaki, Limsacheres Bishuk, Avokisho Knai Yim Yamayim, Bozein Semchino. So at first he says that's only if it is only 1 hour or 2 hours after the Shchita. So it's unlikely that he got another Saki. But if, let's say, it's 2 days, a day, or a day or two, since the Shrite, so then it's very likely that when he came here, he brought with him another sakin, and that other sakin is Yofi, and the sakin he used in the Shrite was not Yofi. Oh, so at first he says, but if it's only 1 hour or two, so Shalhoyu Pnai Lach Nidarke, then we're not Cheshis, but only Abu Kishoyu Pnai Yim Yomayim, but they didn't say Mchano. But then he says, Ve'af Bishoy Bishtaim Yesh Lahach. There is, in other words, that it's all from the Rajbo. In other words, the Rajbo is disposed to assume that if it's only Shoy Shtaim Shoy Pnai Lech Lidaki, we don't have the Mecheshis. But he's not 100% certain. Maybe even Bishoy Bishtaim, we have the Mecheshis. Ve'af Bishoy Bishtaim Yesh Lahach. Avo, but one thing is clear. If he still is engaged in the process of Shchita, let's say he's shechting many behemoths. So, in other words, there was no interval after the termination of the completion of the Shchitas. So then we certainly don't have the Mechesh. Avo in bonu bikmar Shchita, she in bonu bikmar Shchita, gimu behem v'shchutis, v'adayim v'shechet v'eleich, kim v'shemisasik adayim v'shchita v'sakim v'yodei, amunim b'vadayim v'zushe v'yodei shochet. In other words, so he is disposed towards the assumption that even Bishoy Bishtayim we don't have Mecheshish, but he's not 100% sure. But if he's still engaged in the Shchita, even though you're shechting many behemoths, So then we don't have the Bechishish. Maybe for the other behemoths he took another sakim, and for the first behemoths he used the sakim that is not yofi. We don't have the Bechishish. Then the Machaber says, "Vein litle lechatchila lishchit abel kosher v'gabov b'li sheyiv deik mol kosher as a sakim tchilo al smach." So he cannot do that al smach shein dikene b'zeh. Even though in the first sermon we learned that it's permissible to let a sheikh a check without testing him first, as long as we expect to test him later. So over there it's permissible because we're not taking such a risk. Because even if we will fail to test him later on, we'll still rely, David, on Riv Mimuchin, Riv Mitzvim Toshvite Mimuchin. Mashenkin here, if he will fail to be baiting the sakin after the shrite, so then it will be nevele, b'deved osa, because the mumal itov is choshut. So where even the eved it will be osa midraise, whether b'teras vada or b'teras sofik, then we cannot rely lichatchile on the testing that will make later on. That's the reason. ואין לי לתחתם, דוהיו ושוח על כבוד הכנסה כמובן בתחילו ובסעיף, יישאו לכוח, חשינו שמי איש כמובן יבדיקה, ואיר כמו שכתוב עשית.